And welcome back to the Kinect for Windows SDK Quick Start Tutorials. This is Camera Fundamentals. And in Camera Fundamentals, what we're going to do is show you can use the RGB and video camera. So in our last example, we set up our dev environment. We created the runtime object, and we initialized, uninitialized it, saying that we wanted to use the color and the depth sensor data. What we're going to do is show you how you can display that in a WPF application. Now, a couple of just simple things to know about camera, because both the RGB and depth work the same way. What we're going to do is we initialize, like we had done in the setting up your development environment. The next step we do is register for a video frame ready or depth frame ready event. And that event will fire when we have a new image. And then the last thing to do is to start receiving those images, we have to call imageStream.open. And then we pass in the parameters of, say, hey, we're looking for a video stream of this size or a depth stream of this size. So initialize, sign up, register for the event, and then open to start that event firing. And that event will fire about 30 frames per second. So with that, one of the things that we're going to be doing is understanding what happens when that frame fires. So there's an image frame ready event args that we receive for whether it's the video frame or depth frame. And that image frame ready event args has a image frame class inside of it. And this is a class designer view of those types. So that image frame class has a frame number, and we can use that to calculate frames per second. It has a resolution. Is it a 320 by 240? Is it a 640 by 480? A timestamp, the type of image, whether it's depth or color. A viewing area, maybe if it's zoomed in. And then it has an image struct inside of it, and that's what actually contains the data for the image. So there's a byte array called bits, the width and height, and the bytes per pixel. So what you don't see here, though, is types specific to Windows Presentation Foundation or Windows Forms. Because the Kinect for Windows SDK doesn't have UI-specific libraries to do that. So what we're going to do is we're going to receive this data, and then we need to convert the byte array using the data like the bytes per pixel, the height and width, and convert that into an image. And that's going to vary whether we're using a depth image or a color image. And we're going to go through it. But this is just at a high level. When we receive a video frame or depth frame, we're going to receive this image frame. And inside the image frame.image is the actual data for the image. Now, one thing is when we're building these objects, you'll need to know about what stride is. So stride is the number of bytes from one row of pixels in memory to the next. Think of stride as basically the union of both the image width and any padding that you have within your application. We're going to need this because we have an array of bytes, and we need to now represent it as a bitmap source. We need to know if there's any padding on that image. So just remember, stride is the union of image width and any padding. Okay, so let's jump into demos. I'm starting from the same demo we had just done, the setting up your development environment, which has a main window. We have a reference to the Microsoft Research Kinect library, a reference to the codingforfun.kinect.wpf library. Now what I'm going to do is drag and drop an image on here, and let's just zoom in. And we'll set the width of this image to 320. And we'll set the height, which is double click, 240. Okay, so we have a 320 by 240 image on here. Let's make sure we can drag this up. We'll put this over there. I'm going to copy and paste this, because we're going to display the same in the same container. One image is going to have the RGB, the video frame. Another one is going to be the depth frame data. And image one, image two. About the only other thing that we did in here was just increase the width to make sure that was in there. And we set the width to 800. Now, in our previous example, we added events for the window loaded and initialized. Let's just look at what we did in the code here. And I'm going to full screen this. So we created a runtime object, and we initialized it to have color and depth information. Next, what we want to do is, I mentioned this before, we're going to sign up for the events. So we're going to say nui.videoframeready plus equals, and I'll hit tab, tab, and you'll notice Visual Studio will spit out a video frame ready event for me. Now we'll do one more for the depth frame, plus equals, tab, tab, and Visual Studio will again create that event for me. I'm just going to add some more space here. So we've initialized it, we've signed up for the events. These events aren't going to fire until we call the open, so I'm going to do that for each stream. nui.videostream.open, and I'm going to say image stream type video, because we're on the video stream. Pool size, you can think of pool size as almost like a back buffer, if you will. It's what the NUI runtime is using and what you're going to use. So use at least a size of 2 for that, since we have multiple images. We don't want to be fighting for contention there. Image resolution, for the video stream, we'll just choose 640 by 480. Image type is going to be a color image. So let's just break this into 2 lines so we can all see it together. Video, pool size of 2, 640 by 480, and a color image. Let's do one more, and this time the depth stream, open. This time we're going to be having a depth image. The pool size, we'll keep it at 2 as well. Image resolution, let's go 320 by 240 here. And I'm just going to add a line break so we can see it all together. And then image type dot, and this time we are returning a depth image. Okay, we've set this up. Now what's going to happen is these events will fire. And the first one I want to do is the video frame ready. So in the video frame ready, what we're going to do is we'll create a planar image. Just call this image equals e.imageframe. And that's that event args that I mentioned. So we see things like frame number, etc. And the property we want is an image. So now that we have the image, we want to create image 1. Let me make sure I have that right. Okay, image1.source equals. And image1 is what we, I think it was the one on the left, on the that we dragged and dropped earlier. And we're going to say bitmap source.create. Okay, now we are creating an image. We have the raw data in that planar image. So what we need to say is image dot, from a parameter perspective, the first parameter is width. Image.width. Next parameter is image.height. And let's see if we can make this a little easier to see. Now next is dots per inch. For color, this is just going to be 96. The pixel format that's returned here, we're going to use pixelformats.bgr32. If we just mouse over there, that tells us that BGR format is a red, green, blue format, or blue, green, red, with 32 bytes per pixel, I believe it was. 32 bits per pixel. There we go. Kind of make sure I say bits. Okay, so bitmap palette, we'll just say null. And the array of pixels. So this is actually the image.bits. And then the stride, we explained stride as being the union of width and any padding. So in this case, for us, it's going to be image width times image dot bytes per pixel. So we know how wide it is in terms of the actual image, and then how many pixels are there, how many bytes are there per pixel will give us everything, because there may be more data. So if there's 4 bytes per pixel, you know the stride value is 4 times whatever the width is, which in this case I think is 640 for For an image. Okay. Let's actually comment out for now the NUI stream open and just try and use this image. And what we see here is our wonderful connect and our image on the screen. So we know our application is working. And what it's doing is taking that raw data, converting it into a bitmap source, and everything works great. Now, if you don't want to do that much code, another option is we do have the Coding for Fun extension method. And that extension method actually isn't on planar image. It's on the image frame. And the reason for that is because the planar image doesn't contain the data, the type of image. You need the image frame for that. But here is the extension method. And what we'll do is just say image one dot source equals e dot image frame dot two bitmap source. Make sure that. So underneath the covers, this is doing the exact same code that you see here. It's just a convenience method to not duplicate your code. And the nice thing is this does work for depth, which we'll use in a second. All right, so let's just try this again. And we see we get the exact same application. All right. Now in depth frame ready, let's uncomment this. And now try and add a depth frame as well. So the difference, and we're going to walk through the depth frame working with the depth image in a lot more detail in the next video. But at a high level, the difference between the video stream, the video stream is an actual representation of what it's seeing. The depth is the calculation of a distance for every pixel. So I am saying how far away every pixel is. It's not an actual image. So what that means is you need to choose how to build an image knowing all the distance for every single pixel in that image. And we're going to go through that in a lot more detail in the next video. But just for convenience sake, we'll do image 2 dot source equals, and we're going to use that Coding for Fun extension method again, 2 bitmap source. And what you'll see is what it does is builds a monochrome histogram. And let's just run it. So it's a monochrome histogram where the color changes based on how close you get to the Kinect sensor. So the farther back I go, it gets darker. My hand gets closer, it gets lighter. So, and the way this is doing it is by using that distance data and then deciding what to color each pixel. Okay, so we have one more example to show. Let's make sure our application's actually closed. And that's the camera tilt demo. So what I'm going to do is just grab our Kinect here and just show this. I'm going to run the application. Or actually, I should just show the UI quickly. It's a setting a tilt value. Now this slider is a value that's set. You can pitch 27 degrees up or down. And let's just see what we're doing. It's one line of code to do this. It's NUI camera dot elevation angle, and we're just setting whatever the slider value is to that. Now this isn't something you should do often. The scenario for using this is, say your application starting up the first time, what you could do is scan the room, get the skeleton data, which we'll talk about in the skeleton fundamentals, and see if there's any joints that are not being tracked, inferred, occluded, whatever it happens to be, and find out what the best position is based on it. Because the Kinect could be on top of a TV or it could be on the ground, and you want to make sure to get the best angle, and you can use that by actually using the motor to tilt this. Now I think it's, you can't make the call, or you shouldn't be making calls more than 15 times every 2 minutes for the motor. Check the README for the exact data, but the point is it's something maybe that you would do to start your application, make sure you have the best possible position, and then you don't need to use it going forward. So let's just see what it's like to set the tilt. So right now it's set to about what looks like about zero. I'm going to set it to 27, the maximum. And you see that it goes to the very top. And I will set it to the very bottom. We get the nice WALL-E scan of us. And we'll just do one more time to set it back to zero. So very basic, but something that you will, for example, want to do when you're building your applications is make sure that your Kinect has the best viewing angle possible. And you can do that by actually dynamically changing the tilt and register and listening to the skeletal joint data to see what's missing, what's inferred and not inferred. And we'll get into that in a lot more detail when we in our skeleton fundamentals. Thanks.